Does anybody notice anything different?
Are we? What's happening right now?
What do you think's happening?
Are we recording already?
We are.
Can you say something next time?
Do you notice anything different?
Yeah, that nasty haircut you got.
Okay, listen, Mister. My barber is sitting right in front of me, and he hasn't done a goddamn thing about
your voice. Your voice was deeper.
Okay, that's my announcer voice. No, that's my. Okay, how's it going, guys? Welcome back to another episode. That voice.
Oh, that was really chill. I like that one better than.
What? What are you gonna say?
Welcome back, everyone.
Smash that hey, like
everybody.
Button.
Welcome back, guys.
Welcome back to my Fortnite playthrough. But seriously, do you guys notice anything different?
What are you talking about?
Do you notice any, after 5 months of recording, do you notice anything different?
We're not at a house.
We're together.
We're together.
In the boys.
Yay. How's it going, guys? Welcome back to another episode here on the Untitled Mixtape. We are back. Once again, together in the boys' room.
I'm funny or what?
I'm, of course, joined with Lewis and Lorenzo.
Hi.
And I'm Danko. And we are finally recording in the same room with the best equipment that we have at our disposal instead of over Discord.
So, that's deep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Bars.
Don't worry. We're all 6 feet apart. We don't actually like each other. So.
Yeah, we don't. we're wearing our masks as we speak.
Yeah. But, okay. No cap.
I hope everyone is doing well. I hope that you are excited to hear another episode. Since we're back in the old man cave, we are going to do, you know, go back to our schedule of recording some episodes at a time.
In the boys' room.
In the boys' room. But
I'm kind of funny or what? Yeah?
A little bit.
Okay.
How you guys doing?
You knew what you got.
Huh? How y'all doing? What are you doing?
I'm good, bro.
You're killing me already.
I'm good, man.
I'm good.
I missed y'all.
Just chilling.
I miss you too.
Yeah. On the keys of lows, I missed y'all, bro.
Hell yeah.
I always think about it, like, whenever, like it's been a long time since we get together.
Why do you have cats on your shirt?
This was given to me by my boss.
Okay, continue.
Jesus. This was given to me by my boss as a birthday present.
Continue what you were saying about...
Rangar is offended. Okay.
Rangar is not a cat.
We're back.
He's
on
just
the
kidding. Okay. What's it called? I always forget that, like, I was like, why do I, like, not text these guys just for fun?
I know the answer.
You don't know the answer?
Yes, I do.
You don't know me? What's the answer then?
You don't like me.
That's definitely not the answer.
Was it definitely?
I hate you.
I hate you.
No, it's mostly League. That's
can I
why.
See the backpack, please.
You didn't. No, you like, just told me you hate me, and now can I see your feng shui? No,
you
can't.
Brought it up, and then I didn't get to see it.
Have you seen Gon's backpack before?
Who?
Gon.
Yeah.
From Hunter x Hunter.
Yeah.
Oh, that's Hunter times right Hunter. Now, I've seen
you're
that.
You're sick. I will throw up on you. I will throw up on you right now.
I'm about to throw up.
It's OG Hunter x Hunter, right? Okay.
I have no idea, everyone.
Okay.
Wait, why do you have so many charging cables?
Because I'm the plug.
Did you just watch Hunter x Hunter? Like recently?
Nah,
watch it?
Like 3 years ago. Nah, I ain't rewatching, bro. He suck as a weirdo, bro. I can't go through that again.
You're going to be in the new one, right? 2015 one? All right.
I started watching God of High School.
That's God tier already. Yeah. I don't care.
It's cool. I like it.
Dude, just we're duking people, bro.
I'm just gonna go on this anime tangent, but
No.
I legit thought there was just that one tournament. So I was like, why are they going so fast?
Yeah. Bro, I was like, oh bro, like how are you gonna be this epic out the gate?
Yeah, and then I was like, oh, then they said it was prelims.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
I was like,
bro, I was tripping. It's like you gotta fight your homie, and then if you beat him, you go on. I'm like, there's you gotta fight people stronger than this.
Yeah,
dude, it's insane right now. But
that dude beat the brakes off that girl though.
That's not yeah.
If there's any anime that you should watch, in this season, it's probably The God of High School.
It's based off of me.
It's based off of Lewis.
Lewis hasn't hurt anybody ever. That's a sis.
You don't know that.
But definitely check out The God of High School if you haven't. Yeah, but that's our anime tangent. Other than that, again, I hope you guys are doing well. I hope everyone is staying safe during these times. Obviously, we're taking necessary precautions while doing this, but we all know that we have all three of us have been in like safe places, I guess you could say.
I ain't been nowhere.
Yeah.
I haven't washed my hands in 5 months. No, I'm just kidding. No. I'm just kidding.
Oh, no.
Could you imagine? Yeah, but, I haven't been nowhere.
But to kick off this boys' room meeting, I call this meeting to order. We're going to be doing an episode on...
Logic.
Mr. The one, Bobby the Tarantino. Only Bobby Tarantino. Self-proclaimed MC of the decade. Because he only lasted a decade.
When did he say that?
Huh?
When did he say that?
He did. He 100%.
Why did he say that?
That's what
Why
he said.
Did he say that? We would love to know.
I was just referring to what he said. I haven't listened to the last two Logic albums, only the hits, because I've kind of fallen
How
off.
How many albums does he have?
He's had, with this most recent one that we're going to talk about, six.
No, nah.
Yeah, he had six Under Pressure. Albums? He had The Incredible True Story. He had Supermarket, which was about his book that he released. He had the one with Keanu Reeves on it that I don't remember. And then he had this one, which
no
is
no way. He's been putting out
no
music
pressure.
Like that.
Yeah, dude, he's been Bro, releasing I an album every year and a half.
That's crazy. I've only heard under. What was the first one?
Under Pressure.
That one.
Yeah.
And this one.
Yeah.
I didn't even know. Nah, hold on. Lie. I'm lying. What's the one that has like the.
The spaceship.
No, that one's trash.
Okay. I'm sorry. I was just asking.
No, I like that one.
Yeah, well, says a lot about you. Nah, the one that has like the mural on the cover.
The mural?
Where like him and Freddie Gibbs got into it because Freddie Gibbs
That's
was like,
Under
yo.
Pressure.
No, it's not.
It is 100%. It was like a deluxe version, dog.
Bro, the one that's like the, like that has like the angels and stuff on it.
The one with the 1-800 song, right?
I don't know. I forgot that was on an album. I thought that was just a single he put out.
I'm looking it up. Sit down. You don't need it.
He just said he need his phone. He got a computer right there.
There's No Pressure, Confessions of a Dangerous Mind, Supermarket, YSIV, Bobby Tarantino 2.
What's that one?
Everybody.
That one.
Okay.
Everybody.
Yeah. So he's released...
The Incredible True Story. Wait. 1, 2.
Wow.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Bro,
eight.
What? Since when?
Wait, let's figure. When is The Incredible Story the first one?
Nah.
No, it's Bobby Tarantino?
Under Pressure. Nah. Under Pressure is his debut album.
Oh, Under Pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, oh,
that,
wait.
That one's not even on here. Under Pressure since 2014.
What's on that one? Let me see.
2014, he's released 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
This is the
six,
only one
seven,
I like.
8, 9.
That's the only album I like.
He's released 9 albums in the past 6 years.
Cap.
Yep.
No, he didn't, bro.
Yeah, he did.
No, he didn't. Where I been at?
I thought you hated Logic. That's why you didn't listen to him.
True.
I mean, everyone likes Under Pressure because that's the debut album, right?
I just like Gang Related.
Yeah, that's a great song.
That's the only. That's
and Soul Food. That was a good song too.
I remember.
But that's where he goes. God damn, that one. Anyways, so we're gonna do another episode of First Impressions, where we talk about an album that was recently released by an artist. And, of course, it seems fitting that we revamp Untitled Mixtape back at it again with Mr. Bobby Tarantino Logic's retirement album, which is what this is all about. He's back with No ID after years.
I'm going to miss him.
You're gonna miss Logic or No ID?
Logic.
So it's been 6 years since Under Pressure was released. So it's been 6 years since Logic and No ID have done an album together. And that's pretty much like, honestly, No ID did 70% of that album when it came out. So people think that's why his most recent, all of his albums have not been as good because of beats and the production. But No ID is back. This one's called No Pressure. It's a direct like sequel, as he says, to Under Pressure, which makes sense. Because he's done. He's not going to do it anymore. He's got a kid. He's got a wife. He's done doing his thing.
He's just gaming now.
He's streaming now.
That's
yeah.
crazy. This dude got money, bro.
Yeah.
That deal with Twitch.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Dickie Lloyd.
The contract is insane.
I think it was like 2 days that it was on Twitch before it went live for everybody else, the album. And now he, like Lorenzo said, he's on Twitch now playing games.
Yeah.
Just playing video games
What
now.
Are you playing?
I don't know.
I think he was playing Among Us, honestly. I think I saw him playing Among Us.
I want smoke.
Which is like...
you don't even know what Among Us is.
You don't know who I am.
Dude, that's a... I'm glad.
It's like... For everyone who doesn't know what Among Us is, it's like Mafia or Whodunit.
Or Werewolf.
Yeah, Werewolf. That's a good one, too. But, yeah, so he's just streaming now. He's making money regardless of what he's doing. So, yeah. Good for him. But, yeah, initial thoughts of the album. The album is an hour long. We listened to about 40-ish minutes of the album, give or take. Just kind of in the vein of time, because obviously we're trying to record as much as we can. Just one word. Give me one word.
Beats.
Dope.
Cool. Beats, dope, cool. Okay. So we can go through it. So like I said, it is 15 tracks. It's an hour long, just under an hour. It's like 59 minutes and 55 seconds. But I really dug the intro, just because it just has no ID, man. It has his iconic production. And there's something about, like, what is it? Like movie production? Like when you put movie lines in songs for me.
Yeah.
Like I'll just go over, I just go crazy over it.
It's like what SoundCloud rappers do with anime.
Yeah.
Music.
100%.
Or like even the videos and stuff.
Mm-hmm. That's like the new thing, is like the pop culture. But what I loved about the intro is that David Hayter is in it, who is Solid Snake in Metal Gear. And he does a little snippet of Metal Gear Solid in there.
The goat.
About Logic. And I was like flipping out. My little nerdy self. I just couldn't handle it. Yeah, 100%.
Why?
Because he's a gamer now. He's a game man. He's streaming on Twitch. Get the Solid Snake. The Solid Snake on there. So... yeah, Solid Snake was on there.
Snake, he doesn't look like a Logic listener.
I don't think he was. I honestly think like Logic was just like, yo, I'm a famous rapper. Like, can you do this line for me? You know?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. 100%.
I'm half black, half white. Just in case you didn't know.
Which surprisingly he didn't say half black, half white through the whole album.
He didn't have to at this point.
I would hope
we
not.
Know.
Do you know that he's mixed like Obama?
He's what?
Don't tell me he
do
said
that. Do you know
that
he's mixed like
he
Obama?
He did not say that.
He did say that.
Oh my.
He did say that. He said that in the last, I think he said it in Keanu Reeves in his last album. He literally, he 100% said that.
Mixed like Obama?
Do you know that I'm mixed like Obama? Yeah. Yeah.
Nobody knew that.
No.
Nobody had no idea he was mixed like Obama.
So yeah, this album focuses on, we're under pressure, focused on him growing up in a hard childhood, a hard home, and him rising up to the top as trying to be a great rapper, a great lyricist. This one's more like we said, it's just him just tying up some loose ends and going, yo, I'm done. Like, this is what I learned. This is what I'm doing. And, like, he talks about his son a lot. He talks about his family. And he talks about his wife. It's kind of like Chance the Rapper's album. But
such a great album.
I think it's a much better. I think it's a much better approach than what Chance did.
Impossible.
No.
Nobody can love their wife more than Chance.
Which he even has a funny line where he goes, and I love my wife like I was Chance as well. So you get a little shout out there. But
that sounds like a beef.
Yeah,
that sounds like a diss to me.
It's not a diss. They love each other. They probably like each other.
They should battle.
They should battle.
No features.
Who loves their family more?
I love my wife more. No features whatsoever. There are no features. It's just Logic. And I don't know, man. It was like a mixture of like, here's like a life story. Because that's what kind of everyone wanted. And then here's like some hard songs in the middle of each one.
Nah, I dug it.
Yeah.
I don't like Logic, but
mm-hmm.
This is a way to go out.
Yeah.
He did crazy.
Yeah.
I was impressed.
Never
in my life did I think I'd say that. But mm-hmm. Never in my life did I think I would say that.
Yeah.
But the young boy got crazy, man.
So some of the good tracks, I mean, it's all pretty decent, but like we listen to Open Mic, which was really good. It was really good. That has Soul Food callbacks to it, because this is just a sequel, like you said. He wants to be a director. Soul Food 2 is on here. That was another good track. Perfect, which is one of his harder tracks, is pretty good. And then Dad Bod. What did you like honestly think of Dad Bod?
It bothered me.
It bothers you?
Yeah. It's just a weird like approach.
Uh-huh.
First of all, the name just throws me off. Like I wouldn't listen to it. Like if I just seen a song called Dad Bod, I'm not listening to it.
Mm. Yeah.
I don't know, it was weird to me.
Better than Stepdad by Eminem?
Nothing's better than Stepdad by Eminem. Are you kidding me? You didn't like that song?
No. I skip that song every time I listen to that album. And the skit.
Stepdad. Bro, that song is a bop, bro. Song, dude. That song is hilarious.
He also has some pretty interesting concepts. He does a lot of concepts here. He does five hooks where he just does different hooks from different songs that he was working on that never came out. He does A to Z, which is like the alphabet song, but he does it in his own kind of flow. And
I'm
it has a
sick of that concept.
Are you really?
I hate it.
Yeah. How many rappers do you think have done
that? Bro, like 85 million.
I like it because of the beat. I think it's No ID's greatest beat. I think it's freaking awesome. But other than that, the rest of the album is just, I love my family. I'm retiring. I hate you guys. Because he kind of does that. He kind of goes, you guys expect me to sing the same album because for years, and I'm guilty of this. I've complained that, you know, I like Lorenzo remembers when we would talk about like Logic. Like I used to listen to Under Pressure and the one with the spaceship. And then I didn't listen to him anymore because it wasn't as good. But he kind of says in this, he kind of shoots back at fans and goes, I can't make the same album about my life. That
yes,
I already
yes,
made.
Yes, you can.
But he doesn't want to is the thing. Do you think he can make the same album?
I think it'd be boring.
Do you think it would be this like just as good as Under Pressure?
No.
Yeah.
I think the beats are super great. It definitely makes me want to actually listen to this album because other times like it's either like the beat felt like it was trying too hard, it didn't feel full, like, and so I really wouldn't like care for what he had to say, and then I would listen to what he had to say, and usually it was like really corny. Mm-hmm. Not dissing any like people who like Logic. If you like Logic,
no, I diss him.
No
Logic is corn.
If you what why say it like that? if you
He's
love Logic, you love Logic. That's
burger.
If you like Logic, you can like Logic, but that's how it was. Just like the beats felt like they're trying hard, and then he felt like he was trying really hard. But this one seems a little more, a little more genuine and like not pushed forward.
Yeah,
this is like his mixtape days. Like he was rapping on this one. He wasn't being
like
overly corny. Yeah, mm-hmm. Like he was spazzing on all those mixtapes. That's what made me a fan initially, because I was a fan at one point. I was a fan.
Mm-hmm.
I was a fan. I'll admit it. I was a fan. I was a fan.
Okay,
of
Young
we got Sinatra. It. I was a fan of Young Sinatra. And then, like, after Under Pressure, I don't know what happened.
No.
I don't know what
I think
the
heck it got to him,
bro.
Because even the, like, you can tell by even features. Like, who do you feature on your album that still keeps the same, like, vibe as you? Like, who has the same morals as you?
Future.
Feature.
Future.
Features.
Future.
As Logic?
Future.
What about him? Are we talking about Future? Or are we talking about features? What are you talking about?
You said, who would you feature?
No, like yeah, like what I mean is, no, you don't feature Future. Oh, I hate saying that. I hate saying that. You don't do that. Like, I mean, like, Logic used to feature with, you know, Childish Gambino, who's kind of like the same in the beginning. Like, they would do, like, some songs together.
What happened to his Rat Pack homies?
His what? Oh, a Rat Pack?
Yeah.
I gotta edit that out.
Okay. Oh, good. Good luck with that, Scotty.
Right after Under Pressure, I think they just kind of disbanded because it was like him, his brother, and I don't remember the rest of Rat Pack. It's been so long. So, but they stopped doing stuff together. So that kind of just disintegrated. And that's what I'm saying is like he stopped doing stuff with them. He stopped doing stuff with rappers who were like on the same level as him.
Yeah.
And the higher and higher he got, the more.
Wait,
like,
who's so like.
A-tier.
I don't know who he's featured with. Like, I don't know who he's got features from or, like, who he's collabed
with. So, I'm going to compare Childish Gambino, right?
Why?
I'll look at Under Pressure.
Right? Don't.
Why?
Why are you talking about both of these? Why?
No,
why
I'll tell
you. About why? No.
You just don't like Childish Gambino. That's
I
the problem.
I don't like Logic either.
You used to like Logic, though.
You don't know what I did.
You said it.
When?
Just rewind.
I hope you edit it out.
What makes you think he's gonna edit it out? He doesn't even edit out the cuss words. What makes you think he's gonna go even further to not to do
so
non-cuss?
Because he's my
pressure,
friend.
Under Pressure has Rat Pack in it, right?
What?
Under Pressure has some of Rat Pack in it. The Incredible True Story has Rat Pack in it. They have Childish Gambino. But as soon as he passes up to Bobby Tarantino, you see him like rapping with Pusha T, with Eminem, with Big Sean was another one. Like he starts rapping with more
Pusha T
A tier people.
Why? Why did Pusha T agree to
that?
Do
you not like Pusha T?
I love Pusha T.
Because they see potential in this guy. That's the whole thing.
Why did you?
Logic was the wonder child back in the day. You know, he was one of the ones. And the higher he got, the more his music started to suck. That's just my thing.
When was his first album put out?
2014. But he was doing mixtapes far long before that. You know, I think Sinatra came out in like 2012 or something. Well, Frank Sinatra 3. I know he did that mixtape like Young Sinatra 3. But yeah, so I don't know, but this is a good farewell. I think this is good that he's just gonna stop. He beat Childish Gambino to the punch because Childish Gambino was supposed to retire. Like
he ain't retired yet.
He's not retired yet.
Why?
Why not? Let him do his thing. He's Simba.
Don't you ever.
He's Simba.
No, he's not.
He's literally Simba now.
He will never
be. He is Lando Calrissian.
He will never. I don't even know who that. I don't even know what language you just spoke.
Don't you dare disrespect Star Wars.
That Star Wars is.
We're ending. We're ending the podcast.
Are you kidding me? Word to Lorenzo shirt. Are you kidding me?
By the way, my shirt's really tight.
Worse.
Thank you.
So, what would you give? Give this album a number. From what you've listened to.
Seven. Out of 10.
I'll give it an 8.5 out of 10.
I'll be the healthy middle. I'll give it an 8.
All right.
So pretty average. 7.75
is actually the middle, but okay.
So the average would be what? 7.8?
7.75.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. 7.75.
Out of 10?
No, he's being the middle between us. You said 7. I said 8.5. 7.75.
Okay.
So...
Ooh, my name is Lorenzo. I know how to do math. I love math.
I'm sorry. It's good to be back.
I'm sorry. I'm not stupid.
I'm so happy to be here.
No comment.
Now,
say something.
They're just staring at each other.
I wasn't even looking at him. Headphones.
So, No Pressure.
Neither was I.
Logic, 7.75 from the Untitled mixtape. For our
out of 10.
Out of 10, of course.
The beats are beautiful. Like,
yeah.
So, they're...
No ID.
Yeah, no ID, though. But
ridiculous.
I gotta say, like, this is a great melody, good drum patterns, and the basses are nice and low, to fill out the whole background. So, and definitely gives it like an older feel. It does make me want to listen to this Logic from front to back.
100%. So definitely give it a listen if you're a fan of Logic. I think you really like this. For people who kind of fell off from Under Pressure. Or even the Incredible True Story, definitely give it a try because it's a lot. He really went back to his old ways in a sense. So give it a try. Thank you guys for listening to the first episode of the Untitled Mixtape. Since back in the boys' room, I tried to
say
that.
Boys' room.
But we'll definitely be doing more of this. Discord is done, unless things get worse. But yeah. So we'll see you guys next time. Make sure to check us out on all
your
platforms.
24/7.
Mm-hmm.
No, we're not.
If you're not from here, don't come here.
Shout out to the Working On It Network. Make
we
sure
not
to
like you
because
we don't like you.
All the podcasts on our network as well, like EZXP, which is our gaming podcast. That's with me, Vaughn, Brantley, and Fish. And we have bonus commentary with Derek and his hosts. And, of course, the Chit Show podcast with my brother Leo and I. And yeah, wherever you're listening to this, you can listen to all those other podcasts. And we'll see you next time.
Peace.
Yeah.